One public official observed, death had to take Roosevelt sleeping, for if he had been awake, there would have been a fight. I'm Kelly Jean Kelly.
And that's our program for today. Listen again tomorrow to learn English through stories from around the world. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Spanish police continue the manhunt for the driver who plowed his van into pedestrians along Barcelona's Las Ramblas Boulevard Thursday, killing 13, injuring dozens, many of them tourists. Another person was killed hours later in Cambrils, a seaside town south of Barcelona. Yasmina Soriano had just moved to Barcelona and never imagined she would witness such a deadly attack.
I stayed calm. That was my reaction. We are not trained to face any kind of like terrorist attack in a normal basis, but that was my reaction. I was to be calm and help others.
The other 12 conspirators, including an imam, have either been arrested or are believed dead. Authorities are searching for Moroccan-born Yunus Abu Yaqub in the Catalonia region and along the French border. The wife of one of the suspects, Halima El Karib, expressed sadness over the attack, saying she didn't want this to happen, insisting Islam is nothing like this. More than 100 tanks of butane gas were found at a house in Alcanar, where police believe two of the suspects died in an explosion Wednesday. Sunday, King Philippe and Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy led a 90-minute ceremony commemorating the victims. Nearly 500 bodies have been recovered from last week's mudslides and flooding in Sierra Leone. In one of Africa's worst natural disasters, churches across the country held special services. Reverend Jenner Balogun Buck is vicar of St. Charles Church in Freetown.
It was a very pathetic and sorrowful incident that happened that morning. Because everybody was asleep, people had not gone to work as yet.
Hundreds of bodies have been buried near the site of a mass burial for thousands of victims of the Ebola virus that occurred between 2014 and 2016. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump is set to address the nation Monday evening, local time, 2 hours universal time, Tuesday, about the way forward in Afghanistan. After a month-long review, Mr. Trump has decided on a U.S. strategy for trying to end America's longest war. Wilson Center South Asia analyst Michael Kugelman said it will also be a policy likely to involve Pakistan.
That's wise, as I say, because it's really hard to consider ways forward in Afghanistan without looking at the very connected case of Pakistan, which is a bordering country of Afghanistan and also happens to play a key role in the war in Afghanistan because, among other things, leaders of the Taliban insurgency have used Pakistan as a sanctuary.
Kugelman said he expects few surprises in the president's remarks to be held before U.S. troops at Fort Myer, Virginia. Iraqi security forces have launched an operation to recapture the city of Tal Afar, some 150 kilometers east of the Syrian border. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi warned its Islamic State defenders they must surrender or die. The Iraqi commander, Lieutenant General Riyad Jalal Taufik, said IS defenders have tried to slow his advance using suicide vehicles and roadside bombs. The assault comes a month after Iraqi forces liberated the city of Mosul after 3 years of IS control. Another U.S. destroyer has been damaged in Asia following another collision with a merchant vessel east of Singapore. The guided missile warship USS John S. McCain sustained damage to its left side. Search and rescue operations were launched, although there was no word on casualties. Last month, top commanders of the USS Fitzgerald were removed from their posts after their vessel collided off the Japanese coast with a Philippine container ship, killing 7 sailors. Zimbabwe's First Lady Grace Mugabe returned home Sunday from South Africa, where she received diplomatic immunity after being accused of assaulting a model at a Johannesburg hotel. A week ago, Gabriella Engels filed the complaint that Mrs. Mugabe attacked her with an extension cord and posted details of her ordeal on Twitter. Negotiators for the U.S., Canada, and Mexico have ended their first round of talks in Washington, aimed at renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement, or